This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. She was on my show last month, January the 26th. Name of the company is Tego Cyber Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, and you can find them under the ticker symbol TGCB. With us today is the CEO and CFO of the company, Ms. Shannon Wilkinson. Shannon, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, you were on my show, like I said, a couple of weeks ago. But there's been people that have probably missed that interview. And if you would impress, you know, the new stockholders and new listeners, just give us a quick overview of what we talked about last time we were on the show, and then we'll move further on with the Q&A.
Okay. So Tego Cyber Inc., we are headquartered in Las Vegas, actually live here in Las Vegas, which is a fantastic city. But really what we created the company to do was capitalize on some of the opportunities within the cyber threat intelligence market. It is an emerging market, so it's fairly new within the cybersecurity space. So a ton of opportunity, not a lot of players in this area. A pretty big market opportunity as well, I think around $5.1 billion growing at an annual compound rate of like 20% per year. So like I said, a lot of opportunity within the space. But with the threat intelligence space, what we've done at Tego Cyber is a little bit different than some of the other threat intelligence platforms in that we've created our platform to do what other platforms do, bringing in the data, from different sources, open and closed, meaning the free or paid on the internet, going through a process of deduplicating it. But then we're also adding additional context. So the kind of you would think of it as the who, what, when, where, how of threat intelligence. So really giving security operations analysts the information that they need at their fingertips to make quick, informed decisions. Within cybersecurity, we talk a lot about, you know, how we have to defend and we have to protect the organization, firewalls, antivirus, all those kind of things. But, the problem with that is things get through. So the next most important thing is after something gets through, how quickly can we detect and respond to that threat? And that's what Tego Cyber helps do.
Can you just quickly just give us like a little bit of an overview of your current financial position as of last quarter?
Yes. So we're a June 30th year end. We just did our 10Q filing with the SEC for December 31st. We just had a little under $1 million cash on hand. I think it was like $990,000 and quite a few assets. Of course, with our platform, we have the software assets coming in at around $1.3 million. Very low debt. I think we're under $20,000 debt owed with no long-term or convertible debt on our books. With that, our debt-to-asset ratio of like 1.2% or something like that, and debt-to-equity ratio of like 1.25. So, as an emerging company, we've been really careful to keep our burn down, not take on a lot of long-term convertible debt, and just be, I guess, really financially responsible to what we have as we go. Of course, after our launch, a soft launch in October of our threat intelligence plugin for Splunk, just making sure that we have enough cash on hand to get to commercialization and revenue.
What are your thoughts of your accomplishments for the last quarter? You know, people are watching this company grow, and it's growing, incrementally, but fairly slow. What's the takeaway from last quarter in your eyes that you guys have accomplished?
Right. So I mentioned it. So we had our soft launch of our integration with Splunk at the end of October. So for last quarter, that was a big milestone of actually completing development of our integration. So we commercially launched that. And then, of course, going forward this year and this quarter is all about generating revenue and getting customers on the platform following that commercial launch. We've also really launched our sales team starting in January, basically the implementation of a hybrid marketing strategy and sales strategy. May have seen some press releases about how we expanded our inside sales team with Director of Business Development, Brett Watkins.
I saw
retired. Yeah, retired FBI agent, came out of retirement to work with Tego because he was so excited about what we were building. Used to be the InfoGuard coordinator here in Las Vegas. That's how Troy, one of their co-founders, and my husband met Brent many moons ago, and we just kept in touch. And when we started talking about Tego, he was like, I'm really excited about this. I think I can make some introductions for you guys. So we talked over last quarter and then brought him on full-time beginning of January. We also announced our partnership with Vation Ventures, which is really going to launch and accelerate our sales through direct introductions through Vation Ventures as well as their channel as a service program. So we're really excited about that.
What are your thoughts about the goals for the next quarter ending March 31st? And I know that your stockholders are excited about sales coming to fruition. Maybe you could elaborate just a little bit on both of those.
Right. So, like I said, this quarter is all about generating revenue for our Splunk integration. We also have been in development of our integration with ElasticSIM, which is going to bring a whole new customer segment to us, opportunity to us as well. But just as we go through, generating revenue, we're going to continue building our in-house sales team as well as those strategic partnerships like Vation Ventures. Bringing on channel and strategic partners. We'll start beta testing that integration for ElasticSIM probably next month, March timeframe, as well as we're in technical discussions for development of a third integration to some different SIM platforms. So, the uniqueness of Tego is that we really built our platform to be an integration to other SIM platforms. And there's about 25 different SIM platforms out there today. So I would say a bit the possibilities are endless for our integrations, and that just means that, our growth can be exponential as we build out these integrations.
Would you summarize investment highlights for Tego Cyber?
Right. So I think probably touched on a few of these during the conversation that we've had, but just, our sustainable, scalable business model, with sitting on top of the SIM platforms. Accelerated path to revenue and profitability, really, through these strategic partnerships and bringing our customers. Something we haven't talked about this time that we have previously is about our management team, the board of directors at Tego. Myself, I started my career off with the United Nations. My husband, Troy Wilkinson, he's the head of global cybersecurity operations for Fortune 300. Co-founder of the company, gives a ton of insight about what's needed within security operations and the frustrations that they have. And then we also have Michael De Valera, a technologist out of New York City, more than 25 years of experience within technology and more recently cybersecurity. And then also Chris White, who started off his career in the Air Force doing technology, cybersecurity, worked for General Dynamics, built a managed cybersecurity practice for Ernst & Young, and of course is on Tego's board. So we really have a great management team, board of directors at Tego Cyber. And then, within cybersecurity, we also are what would probably be considered a prime takeout target by a larger organization. So kind of thinking exit strategy, where is Tego going in the future? As we build out and gain sales and everything, we would be a very attractive target for either one of the SIM platforms that we're integrating into or perhaps another large technology organization.
You guys have been a publicly traded company around a year, maybe over a year. During that time, what are you most proud of?
I think just, actually getting that first integration built out, getting out of research and development and actually having a commercially available product. And then just the amount of excitement, having people like Brent come out of retirement, because they're so excited about what we're doing. And they see, they understand the story. They understand the frustrations within cybersecurity. So seeing their excitement and their belief in what we're doing, I think just speaks volumes to our organization.
Where can investors find out more about your company?
You can always find us online at tegocyber.com. That's tegocyber.com. We're very active on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, sharing a ton of information about cybersecurity, trends, attacks, those types of things, as well as, we can be contacted through our investor relations firm, Crescendo, or at investor@tegocyber.com.
You've been listening to Shannon Wilkinson. She is the CEO, CFO of Tego Cyber Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TGCB. Shannon, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back here in the next 30 or 40 days. Give us an update. And, you know, I've been with you for a long time, and I think that we're just at the beginning of the tip of the iceberg, and I'm expecting some big things from you guys in the next two or three quarters.
Absolutely. Thanks, Everett.
You're welcome. Cheers.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.